Joining me in the studio now is the Roadie Court. The seniors, anyway, not the junior Roadie Court.
That's just, correct. Just the grown seniors.
Up. Kim Erickson is here. Kim, tell me a little bit about this year's selections that were made.
Well, we have a total of 15 people on the full court. Five of them are senior girls, five are senior boys, and then we have five junior court members, one in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade.
Now, on the junior court, you just have princesses, right?
That's correct. No okay. princes, just princesses.
And then each of the princesses are mentoring one of the junior princesses?
We actually have pods. So we have one of the princes, a princess, and a junior are all together in a pod. So they're all kind of mentoring the little junior together.
Oh, cool. Now, is that something that's kind of new? I mean, it's not always been that way, right?
It hasn't always been that way. We wanted to do that this year so that the princess, the junior, can get the full experience from both the prince's perspective and the princess's perspective.
Well, then you should probably have the princes get the full of the princess.
Of wearing tiaras
exactly,
and stuff.
Tiaras,
we could do that for one of our events.
Well, they probably don't want to do that, though. Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's get an introduction to everybody. And Kim, if you'll kind of step aside in the first three. We got three microphones there. You might need to adjust them a little bit for your height. All right. So now it's really weird. I only know one of you in this entire room, and that's only because my stepson is friends with James here. James, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm James Smith. I'm the first senior prince.
Well, obviously, I knew you were active in football because I watched you play football this year. What are some of the things that you do that you're interested in?
I'm on the state championship football team. I also do track for the high school as well. And if you don't see me out on a track or a field, you might see me working at Dutch Bros in the daytime.
Oh, you're still working there?
Yeah. Okay. I've worked there for about 2.5 years now.
So what do you do for the track team?
For the track team, I run our 400, our district champion 4x1 team as well. I also do discus, triple jump, and high jump.
Okay, cool. All right, let's move on to number two.
Yeah, I'm Camp Lackatour. I'm also a senior on the Roadie Court. I love playing football with James, and I'm also on the track team and the basketball team. In track and field, I do pole vault and a couple hurdle events and kind of wherever I can try to score points. So, yeah, I mean, I have fun playing sports. I like doing some other stuff in my free time. I like being outside. I'm pretty average after that.
So a cool thing that's coming up outside of the Roadie Court is the pole vaulting competition that they're going to put in Old Town. How do you feel about doing that in front of
Yeah, I'm super nervous. I'm super excited. I feel like, I mean, pole vaulting with buildings right next to you is going to be a little bit strange. But I started building that runway a while back, and I never actually got the chance to use it because football started. So I'm excited to be able to use it.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. Luckily, there's no wires above, so that's kind of
true.
A good thing.
We had to work around them. It's a little scary.
All right. Chad, that's you. Chad Hughes.
Hello, I'm Prince Chad. I'm a senior at Sayusla High School on the Roadie Court. I'm a part of the cross-country team, the track team, and the basketball team. I helped lead ourselves to two state titles, placing eighth my junior year and second my senior year. On the track team, I run the 1500 and the 3K, occasionally the 4x4, but we have a lot of really good guys, so I'm not necessary for that. I get to use my energy elsewhere. Outside of sports, I really love I'm in an anatomy class. And we're learning about the heart right now, and I just love that class. I love learning about my body. I also really enjoy math and science, hoping to...
Are you a doctor in the future?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly, or a possible dentist, I think. That's my plan for school.
Well, you're the tallest one of the group. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Is that an advantage or a disadvantage in cross-country?
I haven't really ever noticed anything different between my shorter teammates and myself. I just have a little bit slower tempo with my steps, but
you have longer steps,
so yeah. it averages out. The only disadvantage is sometimes I hit my head on branches, which is
I could see where that
fun.
Would be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll the next three on in here and get to talk to each of you. We'll start off with Princess Alex. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm a senior on the Roadie Court. I'm actually 16, so I'm graduating a year early, which is pretty cool. You may know me from Crow. I've been active with them since 2011, and I am also a dancer.
What's the coolest thing you like about Crow?
The rush you get, like, as the curtain opens.
So when you first see the, well, you know the audience there. A lot of times it's hard to see because the light's on and everything, but you know that they're there.
Oh, and the curtain opens and the lights go up. That's the best part of it.
What's been your favorite performance that you've done?
Actually, we were supposed to do Mary Poppins in 2020, and that would have been my favorite, but unfortunately it was canceled.
Yeah. All right, next.
Hi, I'm Princess Elizabeth. I'm 17 and part of the senior court. I may be recognizable from a lot of Crow productions as well. I was Jane in Tarzan, and I played Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins, the show that didn't actually hit the stage, unfortunately. If I am not on the stage singing or acting, I am usually playing volleyball. We went to the second game of quarterfinals, but unfortunately did not make it to state this season. And this year, I am also on the track and field team. I throw discus and shot put.
Now, in Tarzan, Cameron played Tarzan in that? Was that right?
Yes, he did.
Now, that's really, because that's been a little over four years. He's graduating this year from college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
No, I cannot.
Yeah. He's at Southern Oregon. In fact, he's been talking with us maybe about coming up here and doing some work. So, yeah, I remember you from that because I remember you guys came in costume.
Oh, yes.
That was quite amazing. All right, Jason.
Yeah. Hi.
Your turn.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Prince Jason Garcia. I'm 17 years old, and I go to Sayusla High School.
Now, you played football.
I played football 1 year, sophomore year, but after that, no. But I play soccer, I wrestle, and baseball.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I remember hearing you on the soccer team.
Yeah, I was nominated 2 times for All-League, first-team All-League, so that was pretty exciting. And we didn't do as well as I wanted to this year, but it was all right. So.
Well, you guys are still young comparatively to some schools that have been doing it a little bit longer.
I was on the – we started our first high school team when I was a freshman, so I was pretty excited.
Now, what position do you play in baseball?
I catch a lot of the time. I also pitch, but I'm a utility player, so I can play anywhere.
So anywhere they need you. Huh?
Yeah.
You hit pretty good?
I'm decent at hitting, yeah.
Because we need good hitters this year.
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right, let's roll in 3 more. Who do we got next? All right, Princess Haley. Now, are you a Cole?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
You must have been a lot younger when I saw you, because you used to do some commercials.
Yes, I did.
In here, yeah, but you were
for Christmas trees and other things.
Yeah, like moving that. A little bit closer there. So, tell me a little bit about what you've been up to these last few years.
So currently, I am in Frozen Junior with Crow, and I am going to be playing Elsa, which is very exciting. So grateful that I'm a part of that, and I'm also grateful that I'm a part of Rhodey as well. I was a co-captain for cheerleading and basketball this season, and there was one other captain in basketball, and then there was 3 other captains in cheerleading, and I have also been doing horseback riding. I've been training for barrel racing as well. So that's pretty cool.
It is cool. My sister was a barrel racer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she wasn't real fast, but she ended up being a veterinarian, so I guess that kind of worked out for her. You guys went to 4th in state for cheerleading?
Yes,
is that
we
right?
did.
So how was that experience?
That was amazing. We hit every single stunt, so every single stunt went up, and we stuck it, and it was an amazing experience.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, next.
Hi, I'm Princess Alexia. I am also part of the cheerleading team at the Sayusla High School here. I also work at the McDonald's. I work full-time as an employee there. I'm very proud to be a part of Rhodey Court and to be a part of the cheerleading team as well.
How difficult is it for you to work full-time and go to school?
Not very hard because I've been doing it since I was 14. I was actually, at my previous job, I was almost a manager. So
you're one of those who likes to stay busy?
Yeah, I can't I can't be in a room by myself. I just get so bored.
So what are some other things you like to do then?
A couple other things I like to do. I have a dog named Honeybee. She's super sweet. Honestly, I spend whatever time I have left with her. We go to the beach and at the Wohink Lake.
Okay, cool. Last but not least, Princess Cameron.
Hello, I'm Princess Cameron Kenta. I'm 17, and I am also graduating this year at Sayusaw High School.
All right, tell me about some of the things you like to do.
Mostly, I would be doing makeup. So that's one of the reasons I am also going into moving over to Eugene and going to IBS School of Cosmetology and Massage and learning to go into aesthetics, which is skincare.
That's pretty cool. My daughter does that. That's
oh, does she? Okay.
Well, she actually started doing that and then went to photography.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of a natural progression mm-hmm. for her.
Another reason why I started doing this was because also of my theater experience that I had. So that's really what opened me up into it as well.
That's pretty cool. And we have one of our princes. This prince is Joe Shepherd. He is from Mapleton High School. He's our only Mapleton prince. Tell me a little bit about your school experience in Mapleton and how that's going.
Well, it is a very small school, but it's been a pleasure having such a small body of seven kids. And the school environment is so wonderful. You get to bond with your teachers a lot more, and you get a lot of help. I have maintained a 4.0 GPA since seventh grade, and I would say Mapleton High School really helped me with maintaining that that GPA.
Now you're also doing sports too, right? Tell me a little bit about what you participated in the sports field.
So this year I played basketball and track. I'm currently in track right now. This basketball season, I was senior captain and leader for my team. We just had our award ceremony yesterday. And I would say I proved to be a great leader for my team, who was young and fresh, a new batch, because we had a whole bunch of seniors last year and they had moved up. They had graduated. So I was the lone senior on the team, but...
So you got the role by default, sort of.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I was able to pump my teammates up and to get them playing and get them playing their hardest. And it was a wonderful team effort. My coach was really proud of us. And overall, it was such a great experience. I am currently in track and fields. And last year, I went to state for triple jump and I jumped at state with a jump of 40 feet, 4 inches.
Nice.
And I placed sixth. This year, I hope to go again to state and jump even further.
Now, obviously, it's the senior year and roadie court came up. What got you interested in wanting to be part of that?
I think I've heard of the roadie court before. I never really seen what it's like. And, you know, there's always opportunities that come up in everybody's lives. And sometimes they're really good opportunities. And I thought it was a really good opportunity to bond with people and to bond with my community. And I took it. I decided to join the roadie court, and so far it's been a wonderful experience.
I want to thank all of you for being here. Congratulations on being selected, and looking forward to the coronation coming up soon. Kim, is there anything else you wanted to add before we kind of rolled on out of here?
I just want to add, mark on your calendars, May 19th at 6:30 at the FEC will be the coronation. Tickets will go on sale, so make sure to get tickets before they're sold out. And we will be live streaming the event also, so cool. If you're unable to come to the FEC.
Have you got an MC for it yet?
We are working on that.
Okay. All right.
But we're very close.
All right, good. All right, well, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Up next, I'll speak with Ashley Cole and Melody Hurd on Frozen Junior, which is being produced and getting ready to play at the end of this month.